You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello and welcome once again to Inside Out. I thank you for joining me for today's podcast. And I pray, as always, that it is an encouragement to you, help you, lift you, maybe bring some clarity to you. And that's always the goal. We're talking about a biblical worldview and the importance of having that. Everyone has a worldview, a system of thought, a way that they look at the world and the things around them and kind of process life and you know, set your priorities and make your decisions. And it's pretty important. And never in my life have I seen such division among people over ideology, over a worldview, where even close friends, families even, struggle to get together because there's, such diverse ideology. It plays out so much in our world of politics, and social media is much of the culprit. I think the spirit of the world is certainly the culprit there. So what do we do? What do we do? And I don't want to be overly simplistic on this, but I believe that we have to direct ourselves back to a biblical worldview, which is the way to best form your values, set your priorities, make your decisions. You have to have a worldview, a lens that you look through that helps you to accurately be able to process. So a biblical worldview originates with God. And as a believer, I believe that God is eternal, that God is almighty, that he is alive, that he is true and right and powerful. He is also loving and kind and merciful, and he is good. And with his eternal vantage point, and being that he is truth and true, a biblical worldview, the miracle of the Bible getting to us and being the living word of God, I want to encourage you and nudge you every way I can toward a worldview that it would actually work, excuse me, and would actually help you. So the previous two episodes, we talk about that a little more. Let me go into perhaps the most succinct definition I can give you of a biblical worldview. And let me back up on this. I'm not talking about a Christian worldview, because as we've seen in previous episodes, there's so many varieties of what we would refer to as, quote, Christian, you know, so many denominations and so forth. I want to bring us all the way back to the Bible as the starting and ending point. So a biblical worldview views the world, the beginning of the world, the people of the world, the problems of the world, the governments of the world, the issues of the world, the solutions of the world, and the future of the world through God's word. And having a biblical worldview gives you the confidence. It gives you the perspective. I believe that it will give you peace. It gives you answers for life's problems, and it'll give you hope for the future. So biblical worldview starts out that the Bible is truth, and truth means it's never changing. It is forever settled. It endures forever. It's relevant for everything, and it is relevant and endures to all generations. And that comes from God's word. And, you know, we live in a day, and forgive me, I've said this before and before and before, but this is so true. We're living in a day where people want to live by their truth. I want to live out my truth. And friend, I say it with all due respect that my truth, your truth, you have not lived long enough. You cannot see far enough ahead. You cannot see far enough behind to come up with truth on your own of how you're going to process life and deal with things because we just don't have the vantage point. We just don't have the capacity. And we'll find very soon that as we travel in life's journey, our truth will not serve. It won't sustain. It will be stumped. It will it just won't work. And then therefore we have to change it, which in that point, it's no longer truth because truth doesn't have to change. It never changes. And that's the great thing about the Word of God, the Bible, that it's truth. It's not only true, but it's truth, and it never changes. It's forever settled. So the problems and solutions of life and of the world are, first of all, they're spiritual, meaning this too, that the problems and solutions of life are also the solutions of life, the answers for life are also spiritual. So problems are, first of all, spiritual. Solutions also then, the answers also then are, first of all, spiritual for life. And they're found in God and they're revealed in God's Word. So just quickly, I want to highlight some ways to develop a biblical worldview. And it will require this, that you believe and honor God's Word. You believe and honor God's Word. It's a decision you make that you will not regret. You're going to believe and honor somebody's Word. And God says in His Word, and you will find this to be true, as for God, His Word, His way is perfect. It's proven true. God has exalted His Word even above His name. And you're going to believe and honor somebody's Word. And I would encourage you and challenge you to believe and honor God's Word. Secondly, get a Bible. Get a Bible. If you're going to have a biblical worldview, you've got to have a Bible. If you're going to be on the team, you've got to have a glove and a bat and a hat, you know, get on the team. So get a Bible. I recommend get a good study Bible. There's so much work that's been done by scholars that will help you to understand and context and words and help you to put it together. But get a Bible, make it prominent in your life. I would strongly encourage you to get a print Bible, you know, that paper and ink. And thank God also we have so much access through tech, through, you know, on our phones and pads and computers, but get a Bible. Thirdly, read and study. Read and study. You need daily exposure to and intake of the Word of God. So every day be reading in the Bible, and you don't read it just like any other book. Let me just give you a little template that will help you to get started here. Read a proverb every day, every month, just about has 31 days. There are 31 proverbs. Read the corresponding proverbs. Then if you're a follower of Jesus, you want to follow Jesus. So get into one of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, and just follow him around. You don't have to read long, just as the editors have divided up little sections. You'll read, here's a miracle he performed. Here's an interaction he had with some people. Read those. Take your time. Pay attention. Also get into the letters or the epistles in the New Testament, because you are living New Testament, a believer, and this will give you instruction for life, doctrine for life. Get into those. That would be an incredible starting place. Number four, pray. Ask God to show you and lead you in God's Word and in your thoughts so that you can help to form a biblical worldview. Next is church. It's just not optional. And the Bible encourages us, commands us actually, to get yourself in church, make it the pattern, make it the habit of your life, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Get into church services, get into classes, get into groups. It's important that you sit under the teaching of the Word of God so that you can get some explanation, gain some understanding, and learn how to apply. Application is the goal. And then friendships is going to be very important. Who you hang out with really impacts how you see the world. And it's going to be vital that you have other people in your life who share a biblical worldview, who are growing in that. And so in church, in small groups, there's a number of different ways that you can find Christian friends that have a biblical worldview. And then lastly, decisions. Start making decisions based on God's instructions. Start making decisions based upon the values that you find in God's word. And I'm going to tell you something, and this is supernatural that will impact your natural. When you make a decision that you're going to start living by God's word, by his instructions, by his values, God will meet you there and God will help you there. He watches over his word to perform it, and he's going to confirm his word. And so decide to believe and honor God's word. Get a Bible, read and study, pray, get into church. Make sure you have some friendships with people who share a biblical worldview, and then make decisions. I'm going to live this way. And I want to promise you, God will meet you there and God will help you there. And you know what? One day, everyone, underline that, everyone will have a biblical worldview. One day, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. Those in heaven, those on earth, those under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. In John 3:33, and I'll close with this today, anyone who examines this evidence will come to stake his life on this, that God himself is the truth. Amen. Well, I pray that you'll think about this and act on this. You will never regret it. I promise you, this is the path to life. God bless you. Thank you for joining me today for Inside Out. And join me next time. God bless you in the meantime. We'll see you then.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.